Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison with Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Josh Fisher back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to this Big Ten ACC challenge as tonight the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Greg Gard's team 5-1 to start the year, winning 2 out of 3 in the battle for Atlantis. The Demon Deacons are 6-1 under the direction of third-year head coach Steve Ford. Before we get to the lineups and the opening tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Well, throughout the season at Badger home games, as they celebrate 125 years of basketball at the University of Wisconsin, they have honorary captains, and Wes Matthews in the house tonight. I missed his era here, but when I moved here, one of the first highlight clips, it was with Jim Irwin on the call, the half-court bucket against Michigan State.
It was a moment, a Fieldhouse moment, March 3rd, 1979, Michigan State, one of the top teams in college basketball, obviously, that season. But Wes told a story much later that he anticipated the Spartans were going to press him, and when they didn't, he said, what the heck, I'll take 3 dribbles and launch, which he did from half court. Wisconsin upset Michigan State 83-81. Years later, when Wes was playing with the Los Angeles Lakers, he won 2 NBA championships with the Lakers. Magic Johnson invited him over to his house, and they watched the replay of his shot. And Magic told him that that loss was the inspiration for the Spartans' run to the national title. It was the last loss they suffered that year.
That's right. Yeah,
looks like he could still play, by the way.
I was just about
to
say that.
He's 63 years old.
It's like he's got the basketball in his hands. He's ready to go ahead and launch. Let it fly, West. Oh, that's fun. That's part of the fun of any season, but especially this one, is we'll have honorary captains throughout the course of the year. Let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Wake Forest up front, they'll have Andrew Carr, 6'10 junior out of Westchester, Pennsylvania, transfer from Delaware, averaging 12 points a game this season. Zach Keller, 6'10 freshman out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 3 points per contest. Their backcourt, it can be small, a couple of them, but they are effective. Tyree Appleby, a 6-foot grad transfer. We mentioned him from Florida, 18 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists per game. Cameron Hildreth, 6'4 sophomore from England, coming off a triple-double on Saturday against Hampton. He's averaging 12.6 boards a game. And Damari Monsanto, a 3-point threat if ever there was one. 6'6 redshirt junior out of Pembroke Pines, Florida, 9.5 points per game, but hitting 47% of his shots from the 3-point line. For Greg Gard's Badgers, same 5 as he has had this season. Tyler Wall at 14 points, better than 7.5 rebounds a game. Steven Crowell, the 7-footer at 8.5 points, 7 boards per game. Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior from Mena, Wisconsin, at 6 points a contest. Jordan Davis, 6'4 junior from La Crosse, at 6.7 points, 4.5 rebounds. And Chucky Hepburn, the sophomore from Omaha, at 9.7 points, 3.7 rebounds, and a team best 2.8 assists per game. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. I'm talking to Greg Gard. It's been 2 weeks since they played a home game. Seems longer than that, but they've been busy. Those games down in the Bahamas, they were really fun to watch.
Plus, I believe it hardens you as a team on the floor, and it galvanizes or bonds you as a team off the floor. We found that to be true in all the trips that they've experienced.
Yeah, you go back to last year, and every team is its own entity. I get it, but they're talking to those guys when they were, the night they were cutting down the nets as a Big Ten champion. And, you know, to a player, they pointed to the tournament in Vegas, the Maui tournament, which had to be shifted to Las Vegas. They won those games, really intense games, and that's where there was a real confidence boost that they felt like they could play with anybody.
And each of those three opponents Wisconsin faced in the Bahamas, I wouldn't be surprised all three are going to be top 25 teams at the end of the season going into the March tournament, don't you think?
Yeah, the one team that probably has questions to answer is Dayton, and not just because it went 0-3, but they've had some injuries. A couple guys go down in their final game, but yeah, to your point, they're tournament-worthy teams, as is Wake Forest, as it looks like Marquette, and then the two Big Ten games ahead. It's a heck of a stretch they're in right now.
So this is the end of it, huh? The Big Ten ACC Challenge history after this week.
Yeah, as media rights are changing, of course, ESPN will be pulling away from the Big Ten Conference. Badgers would figure to have a Gavitt Cup game next year. There'll be more, as Greg has said, there'll be some more interesting combinations, I'm sure, conference to conference moving forward. But this has been some pretty good basketball.
It really has. Years. Last year, Wisconsin won 70-66 over Georgia Tech. Brad Davidson had 27 points. Johnny Davis, 15. They're the only ones in double figures. Michael DeVoe had 33 points for Georgia Tech. That improved Wisconsin's record in the ACC Big Ten Challenge to 12-11. Greg Gard, 4-2 in this series.
Your officials tonight, all familiar faces and names. DJ Carstensen, Courtney Green, and Don Daly. Wake Forest in the traveling black unis, the white and gold trim. Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim. It'll be Stephen Crowell and Andrew Carr to jump center. Toss and tap will belong to Wake Forest. And the Demon Deacons move to our right. We're underway in Madison. Tyree Appleby runs the offense. He is shadowed by Chucky Hepburn. Cameron Hildreth chased by Klesman. Running right-hander. Back rim no. Hildreth got his own rebound. Low on the left. Takes it right. Reverse layup is good. Hildreth against Hampton on Saturday at 14 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. The third double-double in Wake Forest basketball history. 2-0 Demon Deacons. First possession for the Badgers moving to our left. Chucky Hepburn at the top of the circle. Feeds Max Klesman. Whips it right side of Tyler Wall. Operates the baseline against Carr, who cut him off of the block. Spinning his Wall. Runs it out of there to Jordan Davis. Flips to Wall. 10 to shoot. Tyler baseline left. Backing down on Carr. A dig from Monsanto. Davis open for three. Off the rim, no good. Carr the rebound. Opening minute, 2-0 Wake Forest. Tyree Appleby feeds Carr on the right side. He'll flip to Monsanto. Three-point threat. There he goes, and he nails a three. 47% from three. He's been really hot of late. Davis trying to match it. Right side three. Got it. Right back at you. Triple from Jordan Davis. It's 5-3. Wake Forest, a minute 10 gone by.
Wake had 15 triples in their last game against Hampton, right?
41% of their shot attempts are from three. The Badgers attempt 39% of their shots from the three-point line. Hildreth outside left against Klesman. Dribbles off the wing in the lane. Up right hand. Good. And Hildreth with four quick points for Wake Forest. 7-3 the score. A minute and a half gone by. Badgers back on offense. Klesman between the circles. Appleby defends. Wake man-to-man to start the game. Klesman on the dribble high in the right. Inside feed. Caught by Crowell. Hildreth trying to cut him off. Advantage Crowell with the size. Kick out to Chucky Hepburn. Back into Crowell. Feeds Wall up top. He'll try a three straight away. It's off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. Left shoulder turn. He'll flip it in with the right hand. Put back bucket for Stephen Crowell. 7-5 Wake Forest.
Well, Tyler Wall drew Andrew Carr, the 6'10 center, out of the post. That allowed the offensive rebound in the putback.
Damari Monsanto lost his footing and walked with the ball, claiming he was pushed. No sale. Jordan Davis with the defense, but Monsanto just lost his footing and a turnover for Wake Forest. 2 minutes gone by, 7-5. Wake Forest just getting started here at the Kohl Center. Stephen Crowell out of the top of the circle against Zach Keller. A throw to Chucky Hepburn high on the left. A screen from Crowell. Chucky at the top. He'll throw to Wall left of the circle. Sends to Davis. Loops it inside. Caught by Crowell. Back to the basket. Backing on Keller. Left block. Out the Wall. Kick out Klesman. Fakes the three. Now Chucky will try a deep three on the right side. He drilled it. Chucky Hepburn coming off a 17-point game against USC on Friday, 8-7 Wisconsin.
Hildreth kind of dared him to take that shot. He thought he was a little bit outside of his range, proved him wrong.
Chucky went 3-5 from distance against the Trojans on Friday. Here's Appleby on the right-hand dribble, whips it cross-court left side Carr, and the shot is away and good from three. Andrew Carr with a triple, and it's 10-8 Wake Forest. We're not even 3 minutes into the game. Johnny Davis high on the right. One dribbles, shovels it into Steven Crowell, right of the paint. Keller defending, single coverage, backing his Crowell. Mid post, now low on the right, pinned underneath, low on the left, flipped it up and in. Steven Crowell with the finish, and it's 10-8 Wake Forest.
Nice footwork by Crowell once he got under the basket, cleared himself for the shot.
The game clock has been stuck here for a bit. It's been stuck at 17 minutes, 13 seconds. DJ Karstensen alerted to that, so we have a stoppage. 10-10 the score right now as we have a scoreboard and game clock issue here in Madison.
Kind of encouraging, isn't it, Matt, to see Crowell work with a little confidence around the rim. That's where he's got to be. And he can step out on occasion and be more of a feeder and distributor, once in a while hit the three. But if he can score inside, it just makes him tougher to defend.
And you see an example here a moment ago, too, of the continued development of the strength, because he got himself kind of in jail there as a freshman, sophomore. Don't know if he can finish that. But
no, he would probably travel.
Yeah. So they're going to have to kind of rock back the monitor here and try to get the timing right. 17-13 is what the game clock shows. There is less time than that here in the first half, and it's 10-10.
In this situation, in this matchup, too, he's matched against a freshman, Zach Keller. Now, he's 6'10", Keller, but they're putting their more experienced big on Tyler Wall, so this is an opportunity for Steven Crowell to exploit that matchup.
It's been interesting, and Patrick Herb touched on it in the tournament, the Battle for Atlantis. This is one of the smaller Wisconsin teams I think we can remember seeing, but the Badgers got a lot done in the paint in the three games down in the Bahamas, outscoring the opposition 77-58, and that's probably something not many expected, but that was very encouraging down in the Bahamas.
I think one thing every coach emphasizes, especially early in the season, because you want to develop good habits, blockouts, and that's a thing we saw in some of the games in the Bahamas. The lack of a blockout can cost you a key basket. It certainly did against one team, Kansas.
It comes back to that. My little chat with Sharif Chambliss on Sunday, he said, you got to block out. You got to block out. By the way, good crowd. The Grateful Red, the student section, was here well in advance tonight. That was fun to see. I think fans are really starting to latch on to this group. And you can guarantee when Connor Asijan checks in, there's going to be a buzz. Matthew Marsh, who did not play against Hampton on Saturday, he's 7-1, 250. He is into the lineup right now for Keller, and he has the ball, so a little more beef for Crowell to deal with at both ends of the floor. Here's Cameron Hildreth. This play resumes about 3.5 minutes in. Chucky on the dig, knocked it loose. Loose ball snapped up by Steven Crowell, so Chucky Hepburn helps create the turnover. Chucky to the front court. Top of the circle, bobs off a Crowell screen, throws to Steven on the pick and pop, hands it back to Hepburn on the right side. Picked up by Marsh on a switch. Now Hildreth switches back on him. A pass to Jordan Davis, feeds Klesmet, wraps it along the perimeter, left side of the wing for Tyler Wall. Now it's Crowell, back to Wall. Shot clock at 8. Wall is backing on Carr. Left lane line. Spins low on the left, up and out. No good. And boy, Crowell sent to, or Wall rather, sent to the floor. He came crashing down, and a foul is called on Andrew Carr. That'll be his first.
Good footwork again by Tyler Wall, going with his left hand. He's been so deadly effective using the offhand from close range.
Carter Gilmore comes into the game. Steven Crowell checks out. Connor Asijan is in for Jordan Davis. See how long it takes. 16:05 left in the first half. As Hepburn inbounds, here's Connor left side. Ooh, he thought about it. Turns it over to Carter Gilmore, and now it's Wall at the top of the circle. A little crossover from Wall. Spinning in the lane. One pump, two pumps, up in traffic, and that's all blocked, actually. Comes out wide left. Marsh the rebound, and now Cameron Hildreth to the front court. Throwing to Tyree Appleby. Snaps off a three off the dribble, and it's good from right of the circle. Appleby 41% from distance coming into the game. 13-10, Wake Forest. 15:38 left in the first half. Tyler Wall throwing to Klesmet between the circles. Klesmet against Amari Monsanto out high. A flip the Wall high on the left. Finds a curling Asijan at the top of the circle. Quick close from Appleby. Now Wall barreling right lane line. Up right hand. Glass and rim no good. Hildreth elevates for the rebound of the lead. Feed to Appleby. Off the floor on the right side. Drives to the rim. Off the glass high and in for Tyree Appleby, showing some quickness. 15-10 Wake Forest. 15-10 left first half. Wall top of the arc for Wisconsin. Tyler holds and looks, feeds Hepburn, baseline right, probing out to Gilmore, tries a three, right side, off the rim, no good. Hepburn, the offensive rebound, out to Asijan, three in the air, off the rim, no good, off the left side iron. Monsanto, the rebound for Wake Forest. Hildreth up the floor, sends it to Carr, drives off the left wing, knocked away, stolen by Hepburn. Chucky again on the defensive end, off the right sideline, got by Hildreth to the front court. Hepburn, top of the circle, feeds Klesman, drives off the left wing in the lane, tried to kick it back out, got fouled in the process. And we'll hit our first media timeout here tonight at the Kohl Center as Carr just picked up his second foul for Wake Forest. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14:39 left of the first half. Wake Forest 15, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. The Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you in part by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brewpub, lots and lots of pizza, and Pepsi. 14:39 left in the first half. Wake Forest 15, Wisconsin 10.
Wake missed its first shot of the night and has made six in a row. The Badgers 4 of 11 from the field, 0 of their last five. We'll see if the matchups continue as they were before the timeout, because that's a tough defend for the freshman Asijan if it's Tyree Appleby.
Yes.
He's the second best three-point shooter and by far the quickest guy on the floor. We'll see if that matchup continues.
Yeah, terrific scorer, terrific distributor. Led the Gators, Florida Gators, in assist and made threes last year. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds to Crow, hands it back to Chucky, left corner against Hildreth. And Hepburn will set the offense for Wisconsin as he pounds the dribble left hand hip high, works to the baseline. Hildreth still defending. Chucky moving inside on a step back. 8-footer is good for the left baseline. Hepburn with five, 15-12 Wake Forest, 14-20 left in the half. Appleby against Hepburn now. Goes off to Hildreth, curls around a Marsh screen in the lane to throw to Marsh. Slam dunk on the pick and roll. Matthew Marsh, 7-1, 250, a sophomore from England, and it's now 17-12 Wake Forest.
You can see how Hildreth got a triple-double. He's good at just about every facet of the game, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Asijan out front. Davian Williamson on the floor for Wake Forest, back from injury in this last couple of games. Here's Davis throwing to Gilmore in the left wing. Gilmore against Bobby Klintman in the lineup now. Backing his crowd on Marsh. A little more body to deal with. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, sweet. Crow with six, 17-14 Wake Forest, 13-37 left in the half.
Yeah, there's a lot more body. He's beefy, Marsh is, but Crow was able to get some space.
He's put together. Marsh has the ball now off the right elbow as Crow defends. One dribble to hand off to Appleby. Puts it on the deck, driving and running it up and in with the right hand. Appleby with seven. He's a problem. 19-14 Wake Forest, 13-18 left in the half. Hepburn throwing to Crow on the right wing, sends to Davis up top. Jordan Davis looking, finds a curling Assijan, slips it inside to Crow, low on the right, up, no, but a foul. Oh, what a sweet delivery from Connor Assijan, and Stephen Crow goes to the line for two shots.
I got to be honest, that's one of the surprises for me. I've read all the recruiting stories about Assijan, but he's more than just a scorer, more than a catch-and-shoot type of player, isn't he?
He really is. We were talking about that in the exhibition game, you know, his ability to, on the offensive end, work himself free, dart to the basket, and he could distribute. It was a pretty good basketball IQ as Crow hits the first free throw. Still learning, still, you know, work in progress on the defensive end, but it seemed like he was showing some pretty good signs there.
I love his enthusiasm, whether he's playing or on the sidelines, energizing his teammates.
It really does. And the crap, Appleby on the floor, Max Klusman defending. With the ball is Appleby, top of the circle, off the Marsh screen, and the lob again to Marsh, and he'll lay it in. It counts at a foul. And again, that pick and roll working to the advantage of Wake Forest. Jordan Davis called for the foul, his first. So Matthew Marsh with 4 points, couple of the buckets, both on the screen and roll. 6 of 10 at the foul line so far this season. Free throw is in the air, and it's short. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. 21-16, the Demon Deacons. 12:48 left in the first half. Klusman on the dribble. Fans to the right side. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell whips it to Assijan, high on the left. Bounce pass Wall against Clinton. Wall left of the lane. Backing left lane line. Backing. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Around and out. No good. Marsh the rebound. Outlet to Appleby. He'll push it to the front court, throwing to Clinton on the left side on a spot up. Three is on the way, and it's off the rim, no good. Assijan up for the rebound for Wisconsin. 12:20 left in the half, 21-16 Wake Forest. Klusman with the left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim, up left hand, good, off the window. Klusman with the strong take, 21-18 Wake Forest with 12:10 left in the half.
Just a good read by Klusman because he attacked Marsh and got to the glass against him.
Tyree Appleby, 7 early points, gets the offense started for Wake Forest. Hildreth off the Marsh screen. Picked up the dribble, throwing to Williamson. Assijan went down. Williamson wide open, but brick the three wide left. It comes down to Crowell. And here come the Badgers. Klusman to the front court for Wisconsin. Down three, 11:45 left in the first half. Jordan Davis throws to Klusman. Max high on the left, leaves it for Wall on the left wing. Clinton defending, bounce pass to Crowell. Left in lane, out to Connor. Quick release three, left side, off the rim, no good. Marsh the rebound. 11:30 left in the half, 3-point lead Wake Forest. Long pass, nice pass, good catch by Hildreth left corner out to Clinton along the left sideline. And they take it back out front for Appleby. Drives, kicks, right side, Williamson off the wing. Feeds Hildreth, quick pass left side, Clinton. Throws it back out to Davian Williamson. He'll feed Appleby, shot clock at 10. Appleby off the screen, long three straight away. Nope, rebound Jordan Davis. 11:07 left in the half, 21-18 Wake Forest.
It was a good contest by Klesmas on that jump shot by Appleby.
Here's Crowell trying to get a dribble handoff, and instead you're going to have a foul called on Assijan pushing off, trying to create some space. First foul on Connor as we have the under 12 media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Wisconsin fans, stuff. View, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:01 left of the first half, Wake Forest 21, Wisconsin 18. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to find a way? Or is it that you...
Hepburn, Wall, Klesmet, Crow, and Jordan Davis out there for Wisconsin. Bobby Clinton inbounds to Tyree Appleby. Davion Bradford, big dude, transfer from Kansas State on the floor for Wake Forest right now. And he tried to set a haymaker screen. He did, but it was illegal as he knocked Tyler Wall around. Davion Bradford, another seven-footer, listed between 260 and 270, depending on when you pick up the latest notes from Wake Forest. He's a big guy. And he is called for the foul with 10:50 left in the first half. Badgers on offense down by three. Crowell right side, Bradford defending. Crowell with a bounce into Wall. Tyler backs to the right block, still backing, turns, one pump, goes up, and in off the glass. First points for Wall, 21-20, Wake Forest, 10:32 left of the break.
They weren't able to double Wall, and he took advantage of it.
Clinton with a bounce to Damari Monsanto. Now Davian Williamson feeds Appleby between the circles. Around a Bradford screen, Hepburn working over it. Hitting the brakes, Appleby out to Monsanto. Long three up top, no good. Rebound, Crowell for Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky up the middle with 10-10 left in the half, 21-20 Wake Forest. Hepburn turns down the screen from Crowell. Works left wing, throws to Crowell top of the circle. Picked up the dribble, shovels it to Wall. Tyler right of the lane against Clintman, backing his Wall. Mid post in the lane, up and under, low on the right. Got it, count it, and a foul. And one for Tyler Wall as the Badgers take the lead, 22-21.
Second straight possession where they've gone with one-on-one. They're checking Wall that way, and he's exploited it. He's taken the ball right to the glass and scored. This time he draws the foul on top of the basket.
On Bobby Clinton, that is his, or Clintman, I should say, his second foul. And Wall making the all-tournament team in the battle for Atlantis. That stretch against Kansas where he carried Wisconsin. Course of that game into overtime. Free throw from Wall in the air and good. 79% for the foul line coming into the game. 23-21. Santo for three. Left of the circle off the rim. No good. Rebound. Crowd tapping it loose. Knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Wake Forest.
Wake's gone cold a little bit. Missed its last five shots. The Badgers meanwhile on a 7-0 run.
Monsanto, we talked about the three-point threat, 6 of 9 against Hampton on Saturday. He was 10 of 17 from three over the last two games. Overwhelming majority of the shots he takes are three, and there's a left corner three in the air. That's no good, but a foul is called. Jordan Davis trying to close. He picked up his second foul, and that will be a three-shot foul.
when I was putting together my board and wrote down Monsanto's home city, brought back all sorts of memories for me. Pembroke Pines, Florida. Thought about Erasmus James.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the great pass rushers of all time at Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. First free throw is no good. Boy, part of that defense in 2004 for Wisconsin. Second free throw, no good. Badgers fans saw the replay. They beg to differ with the call that went against Jordan, but he's sitting down with the two fouls. Yeah, Rasmus James, man. Jefferson on that line. Jonathan Welsh on that line. Third free throw is good. That was a nasty group.
And
Taj Hawthorne. Thank you very much. That was a nasty defense and a nasty front four. 23-22, Wisconsin. With 9.5 minutes left in the first half, Asijan has it knocked loose, rolling around, and then Asijan gets wrestled to the floor by Monsanto. Boy, really got tangled up. And this might be worthy of a monitor check here.
He threw him down. That's got to be a technical foul. He threw him down. Courtney Green was looking right at him.
Well, the question is it a flagrant one or a flagrant two? That's what they're going to have to, they're going to take a look at it. I mean, that was nasty. 9:26 left in the first half. 23-22, Wisconsin leading Wake Forest. As DJ Karstensen and Courtney Green now over at the monitor. I think they're looking at least at a flagrant one, unless they determine that it somehow got inadvertently tangled. I think that'd be kind of creative viewing. As you might imagine, listening, the fans have seen the replay, and now we're going to get the Karstensen and Green are going to get Don Daly over there to take a look as well. Video board here at the Kohl Center showing the replay, and a solid takedown. We're getting Badger wrestling coach Chris Bono here.
Well, when he had him on his hip, there was a discard.
Yeah, it was.
That might have cost him that flagrant.
New Badger football coach Luke Fickle might approve of that. A three-time state champion wrestler in his high school days in Ohio.
I told you they were paying a little bit more attention to Seijan.
Yeah, they are. When in doubt, throw him down. Steve Forbes, the Wake Forest coach, hands on hips.
This is just a primer for a Seijan in Big Ten play coming up.
That's right. Here it comes.
Get ready for it.
No business picking up here in this final edition of the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
You know, I think Asijan's got pretty good strength. It doesn't look that way because he's kind of skinny.
Mm-hmm. Wiry strong,
yeah,
you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of comes back in some ways different position we're talking about here of Wall as a freshman. I mean, he may not be the most jacked up looking guy, but that doesn't mean he's afraid to mix it up, because he's not. That's the way Tyler was as a freshman, and now there's more of him. He's really not afraid of mixing it up. I'm going to try to eavesdrop here as the officials go over to the television table.
Wisconsin had a streak in which the Badgers have hit five of their last seven shots now. For Wake Forest, no field goals over the last 3 minutes and 28 seconds. The Badgers with a 23-22 lead.
There's
with 9:26 remaining.
Not going to be a flagrant. It's going to be a double foul, it looks like.
Well, just probably a homer view, but I thought he got the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, Mike Mankey will make the announcement, the public address announcer. And it will not go over well. Remember, Mike is just the messenger. Just, you know, remember that.
He takes things sensitively, though.
There are multiple fouls on the play. The Wisconsin foul is on Tyler Wall, his first, the team's fourth. And Connor Asijan, his second, the team's fifth. And the Wake Forest fouls on number 30, Damari Monsanto, his first, the team's sixth.
Spices up the crowd a little bit. Here's Tyree Appleby out front. Here's a kick to Hildreth on the left side. Hildreth off the wing in the lane. Pivots and walked with the ball as Max Klusman had no intention of giving an inch. 9:15 left in the first half, 23-22, Wisconsin.
Can't be fun to play against Max Klusman. He's always got his hands on you, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a very good way of putting it. It cannot be pleasant. Isaac Lindsay on the floor right now. Remember that foul in a season is his second. So Lindsay getting some first half run, played well, contributed down in the Bahamas. Here's Hepburn between the circles. Chucky off the Crow screen, angles left, throws to Crow at the top of the circle. Dribbles to the right, a hand off the wall. Tyler had it knocked away and then just washed it off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. That'll be the third here of this first half of the Badgers. 1-point lead, Wisconsin, 8:53 left till halftime. Tyree Appleby will walk it up. Lake Forest 9-15 for the field. Badgers 9-18. Hildreth outside left. Hildreth against Klusman, throwing to Monsanto. Turns it to Appleby between the arcs. Appleby off the Bradford screen, the right side. Hooks it to Bradford. Hands it back to Appleby. Hard left-hand dribble in the lane. Scoops it up right hand. No good. Rebound Crow. Outlet to Hepburn, and Chucky weaves to the front court of the left side. Throwing to Crow, hands it back to Chucky, up top, steps left, can't get free. Crow, right side, hand off to Klusman. Probes off the wing, retreats above the arc, whips it into wall, nothing inside. Tyler working inside, and he walked with the ball. Yep, a little shuffle jump stop right there, and turnover number four.
You could see the uncertainty because he wanted to give up the ball to Crow, but he was kind of covered. He decided against making the pass, and now he's stuck in the paint. What do you do?
Yep, exactly. Matthew Marsh will come in for Davion Bradford. So a big guy exits and another really big guy checks in. Carter Gilmore on for Wisconsin as Crowell gets a break. So Gilmore now has the assignment against the 7-1 Matthew Marsh. I mentioned this with Carter. That's just kind of where they are. And he's going to have some big asks this season. Defensive end of the floor, and he has one right now. Here's Hildreth driving to the line in the lane. Pivots. Tough shot over Klusman is good. Cameron Hildreth with six. And it's 24-23 Wake Forest with 7:55 left to the break. Hepburn outside right. Pounds a dribble as he surveys. Flips to Gilmore. Carter at the top. Gets it back to Hepburn. High on the left. Turning down the Gilmore screen. Hepburn shuffles left of the lane. Throws to Gilly out front. Whips it to Lindsay. Open three, right side. Off the rim, no good. Hildreth elevates for the rebound. Up the middle, he goes. Knocked away by Wall, but got contact, and that's two on Tyler Wall. So Badgers getting themselves into some foul difficulties here as we hit the under eight media timeouts. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 7:33 left first half. Wake Forest 24, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers, tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 24. Lows around 11 tomorrow night. Highs level off around 32. Thursday, under partly cloudy skies. 43 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC, 7:33 left in the first half. Wake Forest 24, Wisconsin 23.
The Badgers with three players with two fouls each. Tyler Wall, Jordan Davis, Connor Esiejan. When play resumes, Marcus Silver will be on the floor for Wisconsin. Silver played sparingly against Southern Cal, 2 minutes, Kansas, 4 minutes, but looked good against Dayton.
Yep.
Got almost 10 minutes of playing time, Matt, and scored 6 points.
Yeah, it's the only, Greg Gard said this many times, going to take everyone, and there might be a game where you don't get off the bench, and there's another game, they're going to need you. And his line, very familiar line from him. Stay ready so you don't have to go get ready. So Silver out there with Hepburn, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Lindsey. Andrew Carr back in the lineup. Forbes more likely to play guys with two fouls in the first half than guard. And Carr's out there with two fouls right now. A throw to Hildreth, outside left on a feed to Appleby. Gets a hard screen from Marsh. Appleby driving around Klesmet. Tough runner, no. Rebound tapped out to Carr. Kicks it to Monsanto. Long three left side. Back iron, no good. Marsh elevates for the rebound, feeds Appleby. Appleby turns down the screen, works baseline. They run it out the car, left corner three. No good, another offensive rebound. This one from Monsanto. Appleby feeds Monsanto for three, left side. That's no good. And Marsh over the back of Gilmore is called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Well, they get three offensive rebounds on that possession, extended possession. I will say this, Marsh has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Thus far for Wake Forest, or someone who hasn't played a whole lot this year.
Playing this. This is game five for him, and it's game eight for Wake Forest. It's a 1-1. Team foul number seven against the Demon Deacons. Badgers have committed six. Carter Gilmore attempting his first free throw of the season. And he will not get a second as he missed the front end. Hildreth the rebound. 6:53 left in the half. 24-23 Wake Forest. Wake has missed 10 of its last 11 shots. Here's Hildreth on the left side around a Marsh screen. Hildreth in the lane. Tough shot over Klesmet. No, but Max is called for the foul. That'll be his first. And free throws coming up for Wake Forest.
To no one's surprise, if I gave you a list of players that Hildreth is now in the same presence with as far as triple doubles, Tim Duncan would be on that list.
Right? Yeah, right.
That's a no-brainer, right?
You would think.
I saw the note. He's one of three with triple double at Wake Forest. Well,
have we heard of the other one? You stopped at Tim Duncan. First free throw, good.
Well, the other one was their player, the ACC player.
Alonis Williams?
Of the year.
Yeah.
Alonis Williams.
Yep. Second free throw is good. Hildreth hits them both.
They lost some good players off that team from last year.
Yeah, Forbes has really used the portal. And obviously Greg has as well with Max Klesmet and Kamari McGee. But they have four off of the portal here, and they are all... And they're counting on them no more so than Tyree Appleby. 26-23 Wake Forest. Here's Hepburn for three in the tie. Off the rim, no good for the top. And the rebound to Marsh. And here comes Appleby on the run to the front court. Right of the lane. Cut off by Hepburn. Throwing to Carr right of the circle. Flips to Monsanto. Sends it over to Hildreth on the left side. Turns down the Marsh screen. Baseline left. Ran into Gilmore. Charge call. Good work by Carter Gilmore as he draws the offensive foul. The first on Hildreth. Player control, non-shooting. Davian Williamson ready to come back in for Wake Forest. Bobby Klintzman as well. Hildreth and Carr will sit down. 6:17 left in the half. 26-23 Wake Forest. Hepburn with five first half points. Up the floor. On the right sideline, throwing to Crowell in the wing. Feeds Klesmet. At the top, Williamson defending. One dribble, a flip to Hepburn, high on the left. Bounce pass Gilmore, left of the lane. Whips it to Crowell. Now finds Isaac Lindsey on the right side. Sends to Crowell, top of the circle. Engels right wing, gives off to Klesman, and the dribble handoff, and the foul is called on Crow. An illegal screen on the dribble handoff, first foul on Crow, and again, non-shooting off the team control foul.
That always seems to be a point of emphasis every season, especially early on, doesn't it?
It really does, and we've even talked about that again as being a point of a specific point of emphasis this year. 5:50 left in the half, 26-23 Wake Forest. Appleby off the high screen from Marsh. Flips a pass, Williamson, left corner three on the way. Around and out, no good. Crow the rebound for Wisconsin. Wake Forest continues to be cold. Badgers unable to take advantage, though. Hepburn with a bounce to Crow. Left of the lane against Marsh. Right at back is Crow against the big fella. In the lane, left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Clinton in the rebound. And up the floor in a hurry comes Appleby. Whips it to Clement at the top of the circle. Drives the lane. Knocked away, and it's stolen by Klesman. Badgers able to deflect and force the turnover. Klesman stops right elbow. Sends to Hepburn on the right side. A jab step. Now he'll go. Baseline right. Not cut off. Throws it back out to Klesman. 5:07 left in the half. 26-23 Wake Forest. Crow feeds Hepburn. Little two-man game. Chucky goes into Crow. Single coverage Marsh. Backing his Crow. Right block goes up left hand. No good. Fighting for his own rebound. Trying to dig it out of there to the floor. Lindsay to the floor. Bodies all over the place. They get a tie-up. Arrow will belong to Wisconsin. Good hustle on both sides. 4:51 left in the half. 26-23 Wake Forest.
Crowell is exhausted. Looks like he just carried a refrigerator up about four flights of steps. And it's, you know, trying to bang against Marsh. I can understand why he's exhausted already.
He's playing close to 31 minutes a game so far as Crowell. And again, and he knows there's more of this coming. We're talking about Zach Edey in the pregame show. Doesn't end there. And Hunter Dickinson with the old usual big dudes in the Big Ten. Here's Gilmore handing off to Lindsay outside right. A pass for Klesman at the top. Rotates left side for Hepburn. Works baseline and an offensive foul as Appleby hit the deck. Not sure there was a ton of contact there, but they get Chucky for the foul. Great guard, and the crowd, having seen the replay, you hear the response. 4:40 left in the half, 26-23, Wake Forest. And this has been the score for a while. Here comes Appleby, loops it to Davion Bradford at the right elbow. Bradford back in there for the Deeks. So here's Appleby, right of the lane, probing on Crow. Hooks a pass left side to Carr. Inside feed, Bradford catches at the mid-post left side. Backing on Crow, backing, left block, left shoulder turn, up right hand. It should be a three-second call or a walk. It'll be a walk. We'll take that. Greg Gard helping out Don Daly. Daly saying, I got this. Traveling violation against Wake Forest.
Hey, that's pretty good defense, though, on the part of Crow.
Yep.
Doing it at both ends tonight against big bodies. Big bodies.
Clintman in. Up the floor. Is Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. 4:12 left in the half. Still 26-23 Wake Forest. Crowell on the dribble. Stops on the right wing. A bounce into Hepburn against Appleby. Trying to dog him. Chucky a step back. Long two. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Appleby. He'll push it up the floor. Runs it out to Davion Williamson on the right wing. Matched up with Max Klesman. Now Monsanto against Lindsay. Monsanto, right-hand dribble, pull-up foul line jump. Short, rebound, Crow. 3:45 left in the half. 26-23 Wake Forest. Hepburn will walk it through the logo. Remember when I said it was up and down basketball early? Scoring a lot tougher to come by in the last several minutes. Hepburn rotates to Gilmore on the right side. Gilmore against Clintman. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn flips to Klesman. High on the left. Back to Chucky between the circles. Hepburn with five to shoot. Hepburn left of the lane. Fades. Flips. Baseline left. Short. Rebound. Davion Bradford. 3:15 left in the half. 26-23 Wake Forest. Badgers have missed their last two shots. Make that last six shots. Likewise for the Demon Deacons. And further for Wake Forest, it is one of its last 13. Monsanto with a bounce for Appleby on the left side. Appleby gets a Bradford screen. Screen and roll. Bradford bobbles, gathers, left block against Gilmore. Tough check for Carter. Backing is Bradford. Leans in, up right hand, around it in. Davion Bradford with his first points. 28-23 Wake Forest. 2:45 left in the half. Hepburn gives off to Klesman along the right sideline. Lesbitt moves between the circles, flips to Lindsey high on the left, quick pass to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell, one dribble, kills it, throws to Gilmore, left side, 15 to shoot, Gilmore, left wing. Carter darts a pass to Lindsey high on the right, long three on the way, book it. Nothing but net for Isaac Lindsey. 28-26 Wake Forest. 2:18 left in the half.
Monsanto had his hands down on defense, and Lindsey burned him.
And Steve Forbes wants a timeout. He will take the use it or lose it with 2:13 left in the first half. And it should be a full timeout. And it is. We'll go ahead and take a break. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 2:13 left in the half, Wake Forest 28, Wisconsin 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may...
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the first half. Wake Forest 28, Wisconsin 26.
Isaac Lindsey doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, around 6 minutes. But it seems like every game he does something that catches your attention. I mean, he's scored now in six of the seven games. He comes off the bench and... it's a jumper, and it's all they ask of him, too, right?
And you see why he's earned the scholarship,
yeah.
Right? You know, the work that most don't see, what he does in practice every day, but he goes out and helps his team. And he's one of those guys who knows that there might be games you don't get off the bench, we were talking about, and there are other games where they might need you. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 10, 15. Who knows? But he's always ready, it seems like, to help no matter what. How many minutes he's going to get.
I mean, he showed up against Dayton, had 5 points, hit a couple of shots, including a three. And that's pretty good production for a guy with that type of minutes per contest.
Well, especially in that game. They needed any point they could get, right?
Yes.
That
was the rock fight.
Yes. Crowell, Lindsey, Gilmore, Hepburn, and Klesman. The five on the floor for Wisconsin. Monsanto, Keller, Appleby, Clintman, and Davian Williamson in there for Wake Forest. Williamson had missed the last couple of games, a little back issue, but he averages 12 points per game. Averaged 12 a game a year ago. 12-13 left in the half. 2-point lead, Wake Forest. And just making sure that entire floor is dry. Taking care of a little business on the left wing. As Wake Forest moving to our right, play resumes. Davian Williamson on the dribble, glides to the left wing, throwing to Appleby, and a pass intended for Keller. It's picked off by Max Klesman. On the run, Chucky steps into a three, right side, money. Chucky Hepburn brought to you by Max Klesmet at his 29-28 Wisconsin. 1:53 left in the first half. Monsanto against Lindsay. Monsanto always ready to shoot behind the back on the dribble. Baseline right. Lindsay goes down. They're going to get a flop on him, and the jumper is made. And the flop against Isaac Lindsay. The bucket for Monsanto. That's a Class B technical. And again, if you're just checking out college basketball, that does not count as a personal, but a Class B technical results in a free throw, so it could be an unusual three-point play here as Appleby goes to the line. I'll be curious after this season is over, instead of, you know, putting the burden on the officials to call a flop or not, just maybe don't call anything and have a play on.
I would go along with that.
That would make the most sense.
Instead of trying to read minds?
Yeah, they've gone through the, you know, they want to get the flop out of the game, and I get that. That's why they don't have a flop warning anymore. It is a automatic Class B technical. But maybe, you know, if you go down, you get nothing. It's 4-on-5. But as it is now, the free throw is good. It's 31-29 Wake Forest, and a whistle off the ball. Davion Bradford tagging Stephen Crowell. And a 1-1 coming up for Crowell. It's 31-29 Wake Forest with a minute 37 left in the first half.
This is another area where Crowell has struggled early this season from the stripe. He came into the game shooting 60%. Last year he was 80%. Yep. So that's where he can make marked improvement.
And that's a good start. Pitch the first. Yeah, 12-20. Was Crowell coming into the game, but he hits the first. Matthew Marsh back in for Davion Bradford. 31-30. The Deeks with a minute 37 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for Crowell. Stephen with 9 first half points. Stays that way. Second free throw is in and out. Hildreth the rebound. 1-point lead. Wake Forest with a minute and a half left in the first half here in Madison. Bobby Klintman on the left side, throwing to Hildreth on the left sideline. Trying to crowd him there, and he lost it, knocked out of bounds. Klesmet bothering him. Wake Forest will keep it with 18 to shoot, 1:25 left in the half.
That is a tug of war between Hildreth and Klesmet.
It really is.
He's tenacious.
Here's Appleby chased by Hepper, and Appleby driving to the cup, and Appleby wins the dash, gets to the rim and for the layup. 33-30, Wake Forest, a minute 15 left in the half. Hepburn throwing to Klesmet. Along the right side, like good screen from Crowell. A haymaker knocked down Appleby. A bounce into Crowell. Low on the left. Crowell pivots in the block. Gets it out to Hepburn. Left side, a jab step. Loops it back into Crowell. He'll catch. Backing mid post. In the lane. Up right hand. Got it. Oh, take it away. Off. It'll be his second. So he joins Jordan Davis, Connor Asijan, and Tyler Wall, all with 3 fouls. And we have to get Crowell out of there, I think.
There's a little inconsistency on what they're allowing the bigs to do as far as backing down in the post.
59 seconds left in the half. 33-30, Wake Forest. Ilver in, Crowell out. And here comes Tyree Appleby. I have a feeling it's going to get real interesting in this building tonight. Final minute of the first half. Appleby on the dribble, left of the center circle. Patiently starts the offense with 20 on the shot clock. High screen, Marsh. Appleby on the run, drives to the rim, up right hand, no good. Marsh, the follow jam. He has 6. 5-point lead, Wake Forest. 38 seconds left in the half. 35-30, the Demon Deacons. And the Badgers now take their use it or lose it timeout. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
35-30, Wake Forest leading Wisconsin with 35.3 seconds left in the first half.
Tyree Appleby has unbelievable quickness. This is his 130th game as a collegiate, 106 starts. So he started his career at Cleveland State. Went back and looked at some of the numbers. In the 2018-19 season, he twice scored over 30 points, 37 and 33. And he had a triple-double against Milwaukee.
Yeah, he does
a little bit of everything. Came into the game with over 500 career assists.
He's talking to Sharif Chambliss about it. Sharif has the scout for Wake Forest. He just raves about him. He just got to know him a little bit. They say he's a great kid. You know, all the, you know, so the description of him is the way we describe so many Wisconsin players through the years. Just the, you know, the personality and just gets it. Here comes Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Klesman. He'll feed Lindsay between the circles. Monsanto defends. Bounce pass Gilmore off the right elbow. Gilmore out to Chucky up top. Hepburn hard left-hand dribble, and he got hip-checked by Davion Bradford. That'll be his third foul. So, again, you look statistically at Steve Forbes. He is much more likely than many to keep a guy on the floor with two fouls in the first half, and this time works against it. But he can rotate multiple bigs in there as Matthew Marsh will be coming back in. The Badgers are in the double bonus with Chucky Hepburn at the line.
Yeah, Forbes getting a lot of mileage and production out of Marsh here in the first half.
Yes, he is. 24.4 seconds left in the half, 35-30 Wake Forest. First free throw for Hepburn is a round and out, no good.
Back in Wake Forest, Marsh replaces Brett.